天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心可以在节目中与大家再次相遇，我是主持人小环。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到撒旦最会使用的便是用谎言来歪曲真理。那撒旦的手法究竟是什么呢？我们如何做才能够识破诡计并且战胜他呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
I want you to know how much we really appreciate you writing to us and letting us know that you're listening to this program.
当我们收到你的来信，知道你收听这个节目，使我们感到非常的欣慰。
All your letters are read very carefully and appreciated.
我们很仔细地读你的来信，非常感激你的支持。
We try to respond to you in a timely fashion.
我们会尽快地回复你的。
And as we continue in this series of messages entitled Know Your Real Enemy, I hope you're ready to listen.
现在我们要继续讲认识你真正的敌人这个专题系列的信息。你准备好了吗？
And I'm going to continue talking about your enemy's characteristics.
今天我要继续讲敌人的特性。
I want to begin by telling you a story.
首先让我讲一个故事给你听。
We don't know how true it is.
我们不清楚这是不是一个真实的故事。
I'll let you be the judge.
不如就请你来判断吧。
In and around the 5th century, there was a monk who lived in Egypt.
在第五世纪的时候，有一位修道士住在埃及。
He was known to be a holy man.
他是位圣人。
He was a man of God who truly lived a righteous life.
他是属于神的人。生活正直公义。
He spent a lot of time in one of the monasteries in the desert.
他长时间在沙漠中的一间修道院里潜修。
And Satan sent him one of his demons.
撒旦差派他手下一个恶魔到修道士那里去。
He tried to tempt him or trick him or entice him.
他试探、欺骗、引诱那修道士。
Do whatever it takes, he said, to this man so that he may fall.
千方百计要使他犯罪跌倒。
But no matter what they tried,
但无论多么的费力，
they failed again and again.
他们都不能成功。
This, of course, angered Satan.
撒旦当然非常生气。
He didn't like this incompetence of his demons.
他对于手下恶魔的无能感到很不满。
So he himself took charge of this particular project.
于是他亲自出马。负责这项任务。
He took charge of dealing with this particular man.
他要亲手对付这个人。
He began by rebuking his falling angels for failing in their assignment.
首先他斥责那些堕落的天使不能完成任务。
He said to them,
他对他们说,
The reason you failed is that your methods is too crude for such a man.
你们之所以失败是因为你们对这个人太粗鲁了。
Now,Watch the master at work.
现在看看师父的本领吧。
He then approached the holy man of God.
于是他去到圣人那里。
And he whispered in his ear.
在他耳边轻轻说话。
Very softly.
静悄悄的。
And he said,
对他说,
Your brother has been made the bishop of Alexandria.
你的兄弟现在升任为亚历山大港的总主教了。
Instantly, the man of God's face showed every sign that Satan had succeeded.
立刻从这个圣人脸上的表情显示出魔鬼的诡计已经得逞。
A great scroll formed around his mouth.
他撇着嘴。
His eyes tightened.
锁紧眉头。
And Satan turned to his demons and said,
撒旦转身向他的群魔说,
You see?
你们看。
Envy and spiritual pride is often the best weapon against those who seek to honor God.
要对付这些愿意遵从神的人，最好的武器就是嫉妒和属灵的骄傲。
Now, of course, that's a fable, probably.
当然，这很可能只是一个寓言故事。
Nobody can prove it.
没有人可以证明是否真实的。
But as I said, this story was circulating about 1500 years ago.
但正如我刚才说的，这个故事在1500年前就流传了。
The truth of it is the same today.
其中的道理直到今天仍是那么真实。
If anyone thinks that because he or she is attempting to walk with God, that Satan is going to leave them alone, they are in for a big shock.
如果有人以为愿意与神同行，撒旦就会远离他们，那他们将要大大的吃惊。
If anyone thinks that Satan specializes only in the big sins,
如果有人以为撒旦只擅长于引诱人犯严重的罪
or the big heresies,
或制造异端邪说
you are in for a surprise.
你就会感到惊讶。
If you have your Bible, turn with me.
如果你有圣经，请翻开。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
哥林多后书第二章十一节。
Can you find it?
你找到了吗?
Let me read it to you.
请听我读出。
For we are not unaware of his schemes.
因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
The Apostle Paul was saying,
使徒保罗的意思是,
that he had sufficient experience with the adversary of our souls to enable him to detect his footsteps.
他有许多和灵魂敌人对抗的经验，足以使他察觉魔鬼的阴谋。
Can you detect Satan's footsteps?
你能不能察觉撒旦的阴谋呢？
I hope that after this series of messages you can.
希望你听完这系列的信息之后就能学会。
Paul understood Satan's philosophy.
保罗了解撒旦的思维。
He understood his purpose.
他明白撒旦的目的。
He understood his method of operation.
他知道撒旦的手法。
The reason why Satan succeeded in causing so many problems to Christians.
撒旦为什么能有效地在基督徒中引起许多的问题?
Is because Christians are not alert of Satan's craftiness.
因为基督徒不懂得提防撒旦狡猾的诡计。
They are too trusting.
他们太轻易信任人。
Too accommodating.
太随和。
They are too nice.
常做好好先生。
But you cannot be nice with the devil.
但你不能对魔鬼做好好先生。
Many Christians don't understand that if Satan can appear as an angel of light,
许多基督徒不知道，如果撒旦可以装作光明的天使，
then his emissaries can also appear as angels of light.
他的爪牙也可以装扮成光明的天使。
They may be ministers, or they may be elders, or maybe leaders in the church.
他们可能是圣职人员、长老或是教会的领袖。
And that is why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:14.
所以保罗在哥林多后书十一章十四节那里说
，That Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
撒旦也装作光明的天使。
Don't ever forget that.
千万不要忘记这一点。
From the past several messages, we have seen how Lucifer was light.
在前几次信息里，我提过，路西弗就是光。
His name means light.
他的名字是光的意思。
He was a bright shining star.
他是灿烂的明星。
So he's still able to appear to the naive as his former self.
所以他能够以从前的形象出现在单纯又天真的人面前。
He is still able to appear to those who are unsuspecting as his former self.
他也能够以从前的形象向不怀戒心的人显现。
But to those who are alert and discerning, his distortion of the truth is very clear.
但那些警醒、懂得分辨的人就能够认清撒旦扭曲事实的伎俩。
That is why I believe that one of the gifts of the Spirit that is given to the church is the gift of discernment.
所以我相信神赐给教会具有辨别诸灵的属灵恩赐。
And we must use it again and again.
而且我们必须不断地运用这个恩赐。
And the reason Satan has to appear as an angel of light is because his program is to imitate God.
撒旦装扮为光明的天使，因为他要假冒神。
He wants people to think of him as God.
他希望人以为他是神。
We saw in the first message that his first attempt was to topple God from his throne.
我们在第一次的信息里讲过，撒旦的目的是要推翻神的宝座。
To sit on God's throne.
他要夺取神的宝座。
To become the God of this world.
成为这世界的神。
And the God of the universe.
成为宇宙的主宰。
But Satan failed and failed miserably.
但撒旦一次又一次的惨败。
God threw him out of heaven.
神将他赶出天庭。
However, he continues to try to convince his followers that he is God.
然而他不死心，继续去说服跟随他的人，他才是神。
He already convinced the third of the angelic being who followed him.
他已经说服了三分之一的天使随从他。
He convinced Adam and Eve.
他说服了亚当和夏娃。
And he convinced all the creation after that.
之后他又说服了一切受造之物。
In fact, the Bible calls him the God of this world.
事实上，圣经称他为这世界的神。
And there are billions of people throughout the world, whether they know it or not, they follow him.
世界上有千千万万的人，无论他们是否自觉，都在跟从他。
They are following his program every single day.
每天他们都随从他的安排。
And I want to tell youThat everyone who have submitted their life to Jesus Christ at some point walked with Satan.
让我告诉你，每一个将生命交给主耶稣基督的人，在某个阶段也都曾与撒旦同行。
Some of you are going to protest what I'm saying.
有人一定会抗议我所说的。
You say, I've been a Christian all my life.
你说，我一生都是基督徒啊。
Well, listen to what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2.
请听保罗在以弗所书第二章所说的。
Paul, the great Jewish scholar and a man who knew the law.
保罗是熟识律法的著名犹太学者。
Verses 2 of Ephesians 2.
以弗所书二章第二节。
We were once, all of us, before Christ, followers of the prince of the air.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And Satan is the same rascal who enslaved the son of disobedience.
撒旦是个恶棍，一直都要奴役叛逆之子。
So because of the grace of God, we have no cause to boast.
如今我们之所以可以夸胜，全都是靠着神的恩典。
For every gift that God gives us, Satan has a counterfeit gift.
每逢神赐一样礼物给我们，撒旦也有一份冒牌的礼物。
Every blessing that God pours upon us, Satan perverts and distorts.
撒旦总是将神倾倒给我们的各样恩典加以扭曲和破坏。
Every miracle that can be performed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan can perform and imitate.
奉主耶稣基督的名所行的每一个神迹，撒旦都可以模仿着做。
That is why I believe we need the gift of discernment.
所以我们必须要有分辨的恩赐。
It is of uttermost importance.
这是极为重要的。
I want to give you an example of how Satan imitates.
让我举个撒旦如何模仿神的例子。
God sent Moses to Egypt's Pharaoh.
神差派摩西到埃及法老王那里。
To save the people of Israel.
要拯救以色列人。
In Exodus chapter 7,
在出埃及记第七章，
God equipped Moses,
神装备摩西，
with the ability to perform miracles,
叫他能够行神迹。
He threw the rod on the ground,
他将手中的杖丢在地上，
and it turned into a serpent,
杖就变作蛇。
Pharaoh said, no problem,
法老说没有问题。
Get his demonic wizards in Egypt,
于是招来了埃及的术士，
and did exactly the same thing.
同样将杖变为蛇。
God's power was supreme, however.
然而神的能力是至高无上的。
And Moses' serpent swallowed the other serpents.
摩西所变的蛇将其他的蛇吞了。
But Satan is imitator nonetheless.
撒旦只不过是模仿者罢了。
Paul the apostle was appointed to preach to the Gentiles.
保罗被差派向非犹太人传福音。
and to all of those who are without God.
并向那些不认识神的人传福音。
Those who had no Jewish background or understanding of the Word of God.
就是那些没有犹太人的历史背景或不认识神话语的人。
God gifted him and qualified him.
神赐恩给他，使他能胜任。
In Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传十三章
，Paul went to preach to the governor of Paphos.
保罗向帕弗的地方官传道。
I hope you're going to read that passage after the program.
我希望在节目结束之后，你能看看这段经文。
So Paul went there and preached the gospel.
保罗到那里去传福音。
There was a prophet by the name of Bar Jesus.
在那里有一个先知，名叫巴耶稣。
And this Bar Jesus was contradicting what the Apostle Paul was saying.
这个巴耶稣所说的和使徒保罗所传的互相抵触。
He was preaching a false gospel.
他传的是虚假的福音。
But he appeared like an apostle.
但他看起来像一个使徒。
He appeared like an angel of light.
他看起来像光明的天使。
In Acts 13, verse 10,
在使徒行传十三章第十节。
Paul rebuked this false apostle.
保罗斥责这个假使徒。
You might try to be nice to false apostles.
你可能会对假使徒表示友好。
But if you know that they are false apostles, you cannot be nice to them.
但如果你知道他们是假使徒，你就不能对他们友好。
Paul was not very nice to them.
保罗对他们并不友善。
Because he understood their deception.
是因为他了解他们的诡计。
Paul actually called the false apostles son of the devil.
事实上保罗称假使徒为魔鬼的儿子。
And the Bible said in Acts 13:9,
在使徒行传十三章第九节圣经说
that Paul discerned it by the Spirit of God.
保罗被圣灵充满看出他的邪恶。
And we need the Spirit of discernment.
我们也需要分辨的灵。
Because Satan is a deceiver.
因为撒旦是个骗子。
He appears as an angel of light.
而且他装扮成光明的天使。
I want to give you a third example.
让我再举第三个例子。
In the book of Revelation, we are told that false prophets who minister to the beast is going to perform great miracles.
启示录告诉我们，为兽工作的假先知将要行大奇迹。
And if you are running around looking for miracle workers,
如果你到各处去查访行奇迹的人，
so many of these miracles are phony miracles.
许多奇迹都是虚假的奇迹。
There are many people around the world who are deceived by miracle workers.
但世界上有许多人被行奇迹的迷惑。
The devil performs lots of miracles.
魔鬼会行许多的奇迹。
He is diabolical in his preaching.
他所传的是恶魔的道理。
He preaches another gospel.
他所传的是另类福音。
He preaches another Jesus.
他传另一个耶稣。
He preaches another power.
他传另一种势力。
And all of his demons are active preachers.
魔鬼所有的使者都是很积极的传道者。
Please listen to me very carefully.
请你留心的听着。
Satan is willing to concede any doctrine that you insist on.
有时撒旦不得不承认你所坚持的信念。
He is willing to concede some things to you.
他愿意对你承认某些事情。
But under no circumstances will he concede that salvation is only possible through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
但无论如何他绝不承认只有借主耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血才能成就救恩。
He will not concede to the fact that we are only going to be glorified by believing in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他绝不会承认我们只有借着相信主耶稣基督的复活才可以得着荣耀。
He will never concede that.
他永不会承认的。
Why not?
为什么呢?
Because it is the heart of the gospel.
因为这是福音的中心。
It's the heart of the truth.
这是真理的中心。
Sometimes when people see someone who is drunk or a derelict or a criminal,
有时当人见到一个酒鬼或是被人遗弃的人或是作奸犯科的人，
they say, "Ah, look at this. Here's Satan's masterpiece."
他们会说，啊，这里真是撒旦的杰作。
That is not true.
那是不正确的。
Those are people to be pitied and be reached out to.
我们要同情和帮助那些人。
But I want to tell you how Satan reacts to such people.
但让我告诉你，撒旦怎样对这些人。
He reacts to such people with disgust.
他讨厌这样的人。
Satan wants to wash his hands of such people.
撒旦要和这些人划清界限。
Satan wants no one to believe that such people belong to him.
撒旦不要人相信这样的人是属于他的。
Do you want to know what is truly Satan's masterpiece?
你想不想知道什么才是撒旦真正的杰作？
He wants you to believe that his masterpiece is some famous person in society.
他要你相信社会上某些知名人士才是他的杰作。
Someone who is respectable.
那被人尊重的人。
Someone who is a community leader.
社会的领袖。
Someone who feels that he or she does not need Jesus Christ.
那认为不需要主耶稣基督的人。
That is Satan's masterpiece.
那才是撒旦的杰作。
Satan's masterpiece is someone who commands people's admiration.
令人钦佩的人才是撒旦的杰作。
Someone who's successful.
那些成功人士。
Someone who believes that they can work their own salvation without God's help.
那些相信不靠神的帮助，只靠自己的功德就可以得到救恩的人。
That is Satan's masterpiece.
那才是撒旦的杰作。
I notice that our time has come to an end.
时间差不多到了，节目就快要结束。
And I have so much more to tell you about Satan's deception.
我还要告诉你们许多关于撒旦的诡计。
And I hope that you will tune in next time and listen to the rest of this.
盼望下一次你能继续收听这个信息。
Till then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
随时的帮助，所以地虽改变，山虽摇动，到海心我们也不害怕。其中的水随澎湖翻腾，山随海涨而沉，
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。求主使我们都能够成为警醒懂得分辨的人，能够认清撒旦扭曲事实的伎俩，不随从今世的风俗，依靠着神能够活出合神心意的样式。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，希望这个系列呢让大家能够更多认识撒旦，我们也将会继续来探讨撒旦他平时用的伎俩会有哪些。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
他的灵使我们刚强起来。